Welcome to Day by Day Hacks, where we're talking about your personal quiet time, your consistent time with the Lord, some things to do, some things to keep in mind. And for the next couple of weeks, I've got Megan Barham here with me. Megan, you are you're the unicorn of the group up until this point. So let me run through for our listeners what we have had on Day by Day Hacks so far. We had Dan Clark several months ago, who is an empty nester. It's just himself and his wife in the home. And then we had Megan Neely, and she gave us some great tips and advice on outside resources. But it's just her and her husband at home. Mm-hmm. And then we had Landon Davis, who's a single guy. And then mm-hmm. we had Miss Kathy McClarty, who it's just her and her husband. So empty nesters. But you're the unicorn, and you're probably the one that needs to speak the most to our audience in that mm-hmm. you have a husband as well, but you also got a kid at home.
Right.
And so you are the typical busy mom where you've got job, you've got husband, you've got a daughter. And I know a lot of times during that period, moms can just simply say, there's no possible way
right.
that I could schedule not just another time in the day, but a quiet time. Like, there's no quiet time in my
right,
life.
Right, there's not perfectly quiet time.
Right, right. So tell us what you hear and maybe some of the things that you have said before in terms of excuses, because I know I've had my excuses before of just being busy. So what are some of the common excuses that we oftentimes throw up for why we can't do a quiet time?
I think the biggest thing is time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have enough time. I'm too busy. You know, I have this going on.
Right.
Or I have this schedule with this kid. Or, you know, we're in sports. We're in this and that. And I think that's the biggest excuse. And I've used it, too, that I just don't have time this morning.
Yeah.
I am, like, running late. I overslept. You know, I've got to do this or that. And, yeah, time is the biggest thing.
Right.
For busy
Absolutely.
Moms.
So what broke for you? What made you say, okay, this has to become important?
Just making it a priority, because I know how much it's important
yeah.
to spend that time in the Word, and to let my daughter see me spend time in the Word. And once I have, they understand that how important it is, they can support me.
Oh yeah.
And have that yeah. having that time.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's a great word, that they will support you in that. They see that mm-hmm. it's valuable for you. I'm sure that doesn't come immediately. I'm sure whenever you establish a new routine with the quiet time, that it interrupts their schedule. Like,
right.
it's unexpected from their end. And so they're not used to coming in and seeing mom at the table or on the couch doing this. And they've got their usual demands that they're making.
Right.
So you got to remain consistent. Like
right.
you just got to, just like with anything, you just got to push through
right.
and do that. So I think that's great that eventually over time that your kids will see that that's important, and they will
right.
support you in that. Yeah.
Right.
So any other tips or tricks or advice to that working mom that is, you know, just barely getting up and barely making time for just everything else that has to get done.
Right. One thing that's helped me is, you know, of course, prayer and asking God to help me with the time, like asking Him to provide me the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's waking up an extra hour early or, you know, finding things in my life that is taking away my time, like the phone or, you know, that Netflix show or something in the morning, having things prepared in the like the night before,
right.
school lunch is packed or clothes laid out or whatever that looks like. Have that done, have it done so that you don't have to do that in the morning.
Right.
And have that extra time that you can relax and have that.
So I think that's
time.
I think that's part of living by faith. And so what I mean by that is to actually pray to the Lord mm-hmm. to show you what needs to be removed out of your
right.
schedule, or to create time and trusting Him to do that. And then don't waste that time. Like, don't
right.
fill it up with something else that
right.
He's done this, and so I'm going to use it for this particular purpose.
Right.
That's great. So here's your tip. Here's your tip. If you're a mom, a wife, and just running all over the place, is to pray, to spend time praying for the Lord to create time or to show you what needs to be removed out of your life that has crept in and pushed the quiet time out. Good job. Thank you, Megan. Yeah. Till next time on Day by Day Hacks.